You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The FWA podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the FWA podcast here with William Hill, ahead of the FA Cup fourth round fixtures this weekend, running from Friday until Sunday. Dave Kellner here in the studio, and I'm joined by the chairman of the FWA on the line right now, Paddy Barclay. First of all, good afternoon to you, Paddy.
Hello, Dave.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks. Hope everybody's well, and it's good to be back.
We've got the FA Cup fourth round to look forward to very shortly, Paddy. But first, you were at a dinner for Wayne Rooney the other night. Wayne Rooney, record breaker Wayne Rooney now at the Savoy.
Yes, it was marvellous. We have two dinners at the FWA. We have the Footballer of the Year dinner, the older established of the two, which takes place just before the FA Cup final or just before the end of the Premier League season. But there we honour the Footballer of the Year, which is done by a democratic vote among the FWA members. But tribute night is quite different in that it basically honours a major figure in our game. Ideally, when that person is at the peak of his powers, and this year it was Wayne Rooney, and although there's been speculation about the end, he could hardly have answered it more emphatically. The end of his career or beginning of the end. He could hardly have answered that more spectacularly by scoring that magnificent equaliser at Stoke the day before, which, I don't know if that contributed, but it was certainly most of our members said that it was one of the best tribute nights we've ever had. Partly because of Wayne's own personality, which I must confess I didn't realise what an impressive young man he is. I know he's a tremendous footballer, but I didn't realise what how much personality he has when you meet him when he's there in the room, partly because of that. But it was a terrific night, and there's a great turnout from the. From the William Hill hierarchy. Kieran O'Brien, the Director of Communications, was next to me. I had the Rooneys on one side and Kieran on the other. So it was all great fun and thoroughly enjoyed it. And we're looking forward, in association with William Hill, to our Footballer of the Year dinner in May. And goodness knows who that's going to be.
Special achievement for Wayne Rooney as well, to break a long-standing record at such an historic club like Manchester United, Paddy.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, it to be a Manchester United and England player and now to have overtaken both the Manchester United and England records of the great Sir Bobby Charlton is really about as high as a footballing Englishman can go. I think, Charlton, I'm old enough to have seen Bobby Charlton in his prime, and truly, there isn't, this was one of the world's best players. If you think, of younger people now, think Cristiano, think Messi, think of the stature that they have in the game today. Well, Bobby Charlton was the nearest thing to that in his era. And now Wayne Rooney's being talked of in the same breath. It's a fantastic achievement, and as you say, all the more so when it comes with the cachet and the glamour that comes with being part of Manchester United.
Let's talk about the FA Cup fourth round matches, the ones that are televised this weekend involving a Premier League side. And it starts on Friday night with Derby versus Leicester City. Derby 17-10 to win the match, the draw 23-10, Leicester 17-10. At this stage, Paddy, it would almost be an upset if Leicester City won the game.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, Dave, because, it is possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's quite possible that these two teams, that Derby will be in the Premier League next season and Leicester in the Championship. I mean, everything really to play for both of these clubs between now and the end of the season, not to mention, you know, not to forget the Champions League in the case of Leicester. I mean, to be relegated and win the Champions League in the same season would be some double. But it's on. And you can, I mean, Leicester proved last season that anything can happen. It is extraordinary, as you rightly point out. And I would say, yes, I mean, Derby must be licking their lips at the prospect. They've been in absolutely riotous form since Steve McLaren went back there. And basically, they, as you say, I really do fancy the home side. The only thing is that Leicester City, yes, Leicester City are champions. They were a the best team in England last season, and they still retain most of the players apart from, you know, N'Golo Kanté. So it does seem illogical, but I do fancy Derby to win that. I think the force is with them. And Leicester, of course, will be tempted to give squad players. Okay, they've got a good squad now. They have to because of Europe. But Claudio Ranieri will dilute, I think. And that makes me fancy Derby for that.
Derby 17-10 to win the match. What's gone wrong at Leicester City this season so far, Paddy? In the Premier League, anyway.
It's the inevitable reaction. It's only in recent years, really, that retaining the champion, the title, has been something you expect to do. In football before, it was considered so difficult because, you know, it's difficult to get down from a high. But that's part of it, of course. There's also part of it in that their method of play, teams know it better now. That should have applied towards the second half of last season. But I think the more you get to know a team, the more you develop ways of counteracting them. And certainly McLaren will be working on those even as we speak. But the... I think also, I mean, Riyad Mahrez, now away at the African Nations Cup, has not been playing at Africa Cup of Nations, should I say, has not been playing with the magical quality of last season, nor has Jamie Vardy been receiving that kind of instant service. And Wes Morgan's another who's dipped. And of course, they've been without Kasper Schmeichel through injury for some of the season, although happily he's back. So, I mean, it's just everything. And of course, they've got in Ranieri. They've got a manager who, if anyone can find a solution, it will be him. But I just don't think it... I think there's going to be further consternation and hand-wringing this weekend.
If you're looking at an enhanced odds bet here, Darren Bent to score and Derby to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 could be good. That's been enhanced from 15-2 to 8-1. Darren Bent has actually scored in 9 of his last 10 FA Cup games now.
Yes, I was just going to say he's in terrific form. Really, really benefiting from the new regime. That's very attractive. Yes, I agree.
Liverpool versus Wolves is the lunchtime kickoff on Saturday, 12:30. Liverpool 1-4, the draw 5-1 with Wolves 10-1. Divock Origi to score and Liverpool to win was 11-10. That's now 5-4. Helder Costa to score and Wolves to win was 20-1. Now 25-1. Liverpool have lost some of their spark in the last 5 or 6 weeks, Paddy. It was all going swimmingly, and suddenly they've got a lot of possession, Paddy, but they're not really using the ball in the right areas.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, Anfield was becoming a citadel as of old, you know. But it's for Wolves, it is a good time to be going to Liverpool. There's just a little bit of edginess there. That, as you say, they're still getting plenty of the ball. They're still getting plenty of pressure, but there's the unlocking of the defence, that Coutinho, the abundance of playmakers, Lallana, and of strikers like Sturridge, you know, but they're just not clicking at the moment. And that's two home games now where they've misfired, if you include the semi-final last night when Shane Long had the final word for Southampton. So, yeah, I think it's a good time for Wolves to be going and to be taking just a crazy... To be taking a crazy bet on them, you know. I think they'll go without pressure. They'll enjoy the occasion, although their own stadium's hardly shabby. It's not as if they've never seen a good stadium before, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The Anfield atmosphere will certainly help them, and I think they'll be inspired by the opportunity to show that they're in a false division and a false position.
10-1 Wolves. They're the pick then, Wolves, yeah, to beat Liverpool.
Yes, I do. I mean, I think if you're going to have a fun bet, that'd be the one.
Southampton versus Arsenal is the tea time kickoff on Saturday, 5:30. Southampton 12-5 to win this game. The draw 13-5. With Arsenal in the betting at 21-20. The enhanced odds, Shane Long to score and Southampton to win, was 9-2, now 6-1. Good to see Danny Welbeck back as well. Him to score and Arsenal to win was 13-5. That's been enhanced to 3-1. Southampton, of course, coming into this on the back of reaching Wembley in the League Cup final on Wednesday night. Take on an Arsenal side who have a good recent history in this competition, having won it two of the last 3 years. And they've now won it 12 times in their history. And this is a competition Arsene Wenger has maybe not targeted, but it's they've had some luck and success in this competition.
Yes, I think the Arsenal factor, the FA Cup factor, is definitely, comes to play in those odds that you've just outlined. I don't know if you have any other scorers other than Long. And a Southampton victory. I'd be interested to hear that. But you probably would go for Arsenal. Southampton are coming down after the fantastic victories. They're going to Wembley in the League Cup final. Will that give them confidence, or will that have softened them up for a visit from Arsenal? It's interesting. The Welbeck factor is another interesting one. With his pace, he's... he's the kind of guy who does score goals away from home. So that'd be very interesting. And I'm sure he'll play because he, having been out for so long, he needs time on the park and he'll get it. So it's an interesting one. But what did you say the draw was?
The draw in the 90 minutes is 13-5, the draw.
Mm.
So just under 3-1.
Very nice. I like that. That would tempt me.
Okay, 13-5, the draw in the match. And you mentioned, are there any other Southampton players that you can combine with a Southampton win?
Combine with a win,
Jay Rodriguez to score and Southampton to win 5-1. He's a player that I really like, Jay Rodriguez, but just needs that spell when he's not injured, a prolonged run in the starting 11.
Yes, I've seen him a couple of times since his return, only on television, and he looks a little off the pace. A little off the pace that got, before his injuries got him into the England squad. Yes, he's a good player, very popular with supporters and players alike, and much liked. Is people look out for his career because he's had so much bad luck recently. But he's certainly one that he's more of a probably even more of a natural scorer than Shane Long. And I'd be interested in him. Yes, if Southampton win, that's an alternative. Mm. But my I do like those odds for a draw, for a 90-minute draw. Yeah.
13-5 the draw in that game. On to Sunday's televised games, Paddy, and we've got a couple of them. Let's start at the Den with Millwall versus Watford at midday. Millwall are 21-10 to win the game. The draw 12-5 with Watford. 5-4. Millwall currently 9th in League One. Watford 14th in the Premier League. I'm quite surprised Walter Mazzarri has lasted this long, Paddy. I thought after those back-to-back defeats against Spurs and Stoke, that was the death knell for Walter Mazzarri. But they've bounced back with that win in the FA Cup against Burton, then a couple of solid, if unspectacular, points against Middlesbrough and away from home against Bournemouth. So unbeaten in three now, Watford, and Walter Mazzarri is still at the club.
Yes, I mean, yeah, the rot has been stopped there. But I still think that because Millwall have that feel about them, you know, there's at home, certainly, the atmosphere is terrific. Always has been at each of their grounds. And they played very well in the last round, very well indeed. And so I think that's why the odds against the Millwall victory are they might, in a way, they might, because it's against a Premier League club, you might say, well, come on, I want more to tempt me there. But no, I think they're very realistic odds. I fancy Millwall to win this because once more there's this, you know, Watford have had a few games recently. I think they'll Mazzarri will bring the changes because he's got he's got a decent sized squad. I've just a fancy for Millwall in this one. I think their name's maybe not on the cup, but it's on the next round.
Millwall to win that game against Watford. Millwall.
Do you have any scorer? Are there any scorers you could specify?
Yeah, we've got a few here. Lee Gregory to score first is 5-1. Steve Morrison is 11-2. Aidan O'Brien 7-1. Harry Smith 8-1. 9-1. And bigger the rest in that Millwall bracket, Paddy.
I certainly Gregory would be one that would attract me. Yeah, definitely.
He scored first in their most recent meeting against Bradford as well, away from home, Paddy.
Yeah, he's in a bit of form. So him and what would you give me for a Millwall victory with him to score?
Lee Gregory to score and Millwall to win 7-2. It is for him to score any time and Millwall to win the match.
That's attractive. Yeah, I like that.
Let's move on to Manchester United versus Wigan, which is at Old Trafford, and it closes out the FA Cup weekend. Manchester United 1-6 to win this match. The draw 6-1. Wigan 14-1. We talked about Wayne Rooney in detail at the start of the podcast, and he's got a very good record against Wigan as well. So he has featured heavily. He's been something of a scourge on Wigan in the past. And he's 100-30 to score first in this game. I got 10 in his last 15 against Wigan in all competitions. He's actually scored twice against them on three occasions in his rich career. So maybe look at Wayne Rooney, perhaps, Paddy, on this occasion.
Yes, I do feel that the force is with Wayne Rooney. I think it his presence will in his first Old Trafford appearance since the breaking of the record will ensure that this has as good an atmosphere as any tie, even though it might appear on the face of it predictable. I think every Manchester United would be a big Wigan support, of course, there, but which will add to the atmosphere. But I think that every red will be willing Rooney to score, he just seems in the mood to oblige. He's got a point to make now, which is I'm here and I'm not going anywhere, and I see another Rooney celebration. He's had plenty of time to get our celebration of him out of his system, and I'm sure he didn't have as sore a head as I did on Monday morning. So he seems in great shape at the moment. I also thought he played well in the previous match, not only at Stoke but in the previous 45 minutes in the previous match against Liverpool. I think he could have a bit of a say in what happens in the second half of the season, and I think without question he's going to see Manchester United into the next round of the FA Cup.
Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win is available at 17-20. If you're looking at Wayne Rooney to score first and Manchester United to win the match, that's a bigger price, of course, at 19-5 here, Paddy. You mentioned that game against Liverpool. That match against Liverpool where they drew the game 1-1 and then drew against Stoke City. Do you think they've lost a... I know they're still unbeaten in 17 games, but it seemed to me like they had that moment to make real progress on Chelsea at the top of the league and sort of let it slip slightly. And against Liverpool, that was a depleted Liverpool side as well.
It was, and yet Liverpool were more than value for the point. So I do take your point. I'm going to be very, very interested when the Premier League action resumes next weekend to see that. But I think that the FA Cup is a separate entity. And I think that one thing you can be sure of, that Jose Mourinho is as keen on the FA Cup and places a high priority on it. He's lived in this country long enough to know us and to know that we take it very, very seriously indeed. And I think Manchester United, this occasion will generate an atmosphere and an impetus of its own. So I wouldn't worry about Manchester United being in a rut. If they are in a slight rut, this is really the kind of occasion they need to take them out of it.
If you're looking at a big Manchester United scoreline, 4-0 is 15-2, 5-0 available at 16-1 here with William Hill. Paddy, thank you for your company.
That's a pleasure, Dave. Well, it's always a pleasure.
If you want to follow Paddy on Twitter, you can do. At Paddy Barkley is Paddy's Twitter handle. You can follow myself at D Kellner. Are you attending any FA Cup matches this weekend, Paddy?
No, I'm having a weekend off. And I mean, you've just really made my point for me. You've laid in front of me five televised matches. And I intend to be doing quite a lot of sitting with a cup of tea, watching every minute of them.
Paddy, enjoy that. It sounds like a perfect weekend. Thank you to Paddy for his contribution on this edition of the podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast as well. Make sure you download this via audioboom.com, type in William Hill, and check out all the odds for the Premier League matches on the William Hill website right now. And we'll be back for the Premier League on the FWA podcast next weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.